by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
This is a public service announcement from Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Motorists are advised that major routes across Lusaka will be closed for the Absa Marathon from midnight on Saturday, 6th September, until 11 a.m. on the same day. This is in fulfillment of the World Athletics requirement for full route closure for certified marathons. Please take precautions, follow the diversion signs, and plan your day carefully. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Joe Malanji and Fred Sonyamba jailed. Court rejects TikToker Wime's bail application due to flight risk concerns. Dozens die after boat hits tree stump in Nigeria. Presents the news. I'm Basubilo Gondwe. Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Wishimanga has sentenced convicted former Secretary to the Treasury, Fred Sonyamba, to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor, while former Foreign Affairs Minister Joe Malanji has been sentenced to 4 years with hard labor on seven corruption-related counts. Mr. Yamba was found guilty on two counts of willfully failing to comply with laid-down procedures in the transfer of over 108 million kwacha intended for the purchase of Zambian properties in Turkey between 2020 and 2021, having proceeded without parliamentary approval or a budget line as required by the 2021 Appropriation Act. Mr. Malanji was convicted on seven counts of acquiring properties established to be proceeds of crime, offences that included the purchase of two helicopters from South Africa aviation companies using funds originally allocated for a Zambian chancery in Turkey. Magistrate Wishimanga noted that although both Mr. Yamba and Mr. Malanji are first-time offenders and ordinarily entitled to lenience, the circumstances of the offences make the 3- and 4-year sentences, which will run concurrently, appropriate, effective from the date of conviction. Meanwhile, State Prosecutor Mukuma Chipawa has applied to have two Bell Jet Ranger helicopters, models 430 and 206, together with three houses in Chongo's Silveris Gardens area, declared tainted, to be forfeited to the state. Mr. Chipawa has submitted that in line with sections 4, 1A and 10 of the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act, the properties linked to Mr. Malanji's conviction should be surrendered to the state. However, ruling on the application has been reserved for 15th September 2025. President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed Zambia's readiness to collaborate with the diplomatic corps to advance trade and energy opportunities for mutual benefit. Speaking when he received letters of credence from 8 ambassadors and one high commissioner accredited to Zambia at State House this morning, President Hichilema noted the importance of economic cooperation, particularly in areas like trade and energy, to create new avenues for collaboration and complement Zambia's efforts to diversify its economy and attract foreign investment. The head of state indicated that Zambia is on a trajectory of growth in various sectors and wants to continue on this path by having access to international markets. He said focus on economic cooperation can create new opportunities for collaboration and support Zambia's development goals.
We would like to veer more on the side of development. Economic development, and I'm particular myself, how I define development first is economic. Then we're going to have social development. Without economic development, we're going to have social development. Cultural ties, education, all of the things that we've done together, individually, bilateral relationships. We appreciate all that has been done by leaders before us from your country, our country, and we will continue walking that path of deepening our bilateral relationships as anchors to having a more safer world, which is focusing on development.
and presenting his letter of credence, Ambassador of Ireland to Zambia, Aidan Fitzpatrick, expressed his country's willingness to enhance relationships with Zambia in areas like renewable energy and trade.
On the trade side, there's potential to share on our agricultural sector models and approaches, working towards sustainable food systems that best deliver on our respective development, environment and health objectives. There are also opportunities for further partnerships in the areas of technology and solar energy, both critical areas to our respective economies and society. I very much look forward to advancing these potentials with your relevant ministries over the coming years. Ireland is a proud member of the European Union, and we work closely with the EU Commission and Member States present here in Zambia to ensure that our collective efforts are of optimal support and benefit to your government. We very much look forward to the upcoming Zambian-EU Lobito Corridor Business Forum in November, and we will be encouraging Irish companies to participate in that exciting critical infrastructure project.
Lusaka magistrate Andrew Mungala has denied TikToker Francis Kapwepwe, popularly known as Why Me, bail pending trial on the basis that he is a flight risk and is of no fixed abode. Last week, Mr. Kapwepwe pleaded not guilty on two charges of hate speech and of expressing or showing hatred, ridicule or contempt for persons because of race, tribe, place of origin or colour, contrary to Section 71 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87. When the matter came up this morning for ruling on bail pending trial, Magistrate Mungala noted conflicting submissions by Mr. Kapwepwe during the bail application on his permanent residence. The court indicated that during the last session, Mr. Kapwepwe submitted that he previously hailed from an unknown residential area in Mufulira and was currently based in Chibi-Labombwe. However, during his bail pending trial application, in line with Section 123 of the Criminal Procedure Code, Mr. Kapwepwe submitted that he was based in Lusaka's Obama area, thereby raising concerns of being a flight risk, especially that he has been previously on the run. The accused faces two counts of hate speech and of expressing or showing hatred, ridicule or contempt for persons because of race, tribe, place of origin or colour, contrary to Section 71 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87. Allegations are that on 31st March 2025, Kapwepwe used his TikTok page to post material insulting the Tonga people and criticising a local leader's response to population movements in Kaputa. Further charges relate to a post of 3rd April 2025 in which he is alleged to have attacked traditions in Southern Province and proposed separation and renaming of the province, while the third charge refers to a post of 8th April 2025 which the state says demeaned people of Southern Province. Meanwhile, Magistrate Mungala has ordered that Mr. Kapwepwe be allowed to seek medical attention after he complains to the court about not feeling well as he was allegedly beaten by fellow inmates and that the state has been denying him access to a health facility. The Ministry of Health has refuted rumours circulating on social media claiming that Zambia has introduced mandatory HIV testing. The Ministry of Health spokesperson, Georgia Chimombo, has clarified that HIV testing is voluntary and confidential, and no one will be forced to test for HIV when visiting a health facility. Mr. Chimombo, however, says that if an individual tests positive for HIV after giving consent, treatment initiation is mandatory to protect their health and prevent further transmission. She says the Ministry of Health therefore encourages the public to visit health facilities without fear whenever they feel unwell, emphasizing that their health and well-being are top priorities. In global news, dozens of people have died in Nigeria's northern Niger state after a boat carrying about 100 people sank in a river. The reportedly overloaded boat carrying passengers, including children, capsized when it struck a submerged tree stump near the Gausawa community in Borgu local government area, say officials. The state's emergency agency says 29 people had died and more than 50 others were rescued, with search operations continuing. We monitor the BBC for us.